Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. We've thrown the door wide open. You're at my house now. Many of you have been here a couple hours already. We had a lot of fun at 7 o'clock talking to Rocco from the Cowboy College. And you only can find that in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'd like to go to Cowboy College.
That was a 7 o'clock hour was a big hoot having him. John J. Harper came in at 8 o'clock, and he and Romy took care of all y'all's questions about landscape and gardening. And we're here this hour on our calendar. We pick a topic that we drill down on all month long. And our topic this month is security. And every show that we've had in this month has to do with making your home and your life more secure. Well, the weakest link in a home security are the openings in the outside walls that we call doors and windows. And so we've brought in a returning guest by popular demand, Mr. Adam Homer from Pella Windows and Doors. Adam, thanks for carving out time for us.
Absolutely, Rosie. And hey, great to see you. I haven't seen you since all that went down a few months back. I'm glad to see you're doing well. Really am.
Coming around.
That's good.
Coming around. They say I'll have a voice here any day.
That's good. Looking great. Well, yeah, glad to be here, you guys. It's always fun to be on your show.
Well, in reviewing some of the Pella information, I've been a buyer of Pella for going on four decades now. Mm-hmm. But I ducked into the showroom yesterday, just real quick, yesterday afternoon. And I was kind of blown away by the consumer reports that's sitting right at the front desk. Mm-hmm. Where Consumer Reports tested about eight different manufacturer windows. Mm-hmm. And Pella scored 92, the number one window. The closest next competitor was down in the low 70s.
Yeah.
You brag that up a little bit, Adam. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's great. I mean, to get the third-party testimonial is always the greatest compliment and something that the consumers will obviously glom onto, so they're not listening to just somebody that works for Pella. But yeah, and when they go into those reports, we have no idea that they're doing it. We don't know what windows they're choosing. And then all of a sudden the report comes out because they do all the testing in their laboratories and then come out with the results. So
not number one by a little, but number one by a whole big lot.
Yeah.
I was so proud. It was like I was looking at my own little baby. I thought, yes.
Yeah, and it was the 350 series vinyl window that they tested, and we've got three different lines of the vinyl, and that's the highest end, and it performed really well. It was exciting to see that. We were getting a lot of mileage out of it.
And we'll come back around to vinyl windows, because people that have listened to this for a long time know that that's not our favorite product for the Southwest.
That's right.
But y'all, Pella has a lot of lines, and one thing Pella has always prided itself on is your innovation. Y'all were the first to come out with the rolling screen, and you've got mm-hmm. the blinds inside, and over the course of the years have always been constantly out there testing and looking for that next development of technology and building practice to make them better.
Yeah, we're known in the industry, and that's what we do pride ourselves in, is being the innovators. Seemingly only so many things you can do with windows and doors, but yet Pella continues to come out with new innovations. I'm going on my 20th year with Pella, and it's a whole different landscape than what it was when I started back in 2000, which really doesn't seem like too long ago. But there's a lot of things that they've done to the windows since I started.
And we got to shoot a wooden pole at your windows in your hurricane test factory.
Isn't that the coolest thing you can do? You got to push the button?
Rosie did. I let him have the privilege. Yes. I got to film it, though.
Yeah, that is cool. A 2x4 cannon.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neat. I'm sure we'll get into some of the details later about the Instinctive technology, but that's some of the newest products that we've got on the market. Especially, you know, it ties in real nicely with the security portion of what we'll be talking about today. So, fire away with.
So I want to talk first about the merger, because y'all had three. Our favorite is the wood frame aluminum clad. If that can fit your budget, that right. is our ideal window. You've mm-hmm. got the steel protection against the UV rays and the desert sun and mm-hmm. the heat and the dryness. And on the interior, you still have that warm home feel of wood. So it's
right.
the best of both worlds. And mm-hmm. there was three lines.
Yep.
You had the pro, the designer, and then the architectural.
Right.
And two of those have recently merged.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, you can look at a lot of different industries, whether it's automotive or whatever, where you're taking a couple of different lines or a couple of different brands and pulling them together. They did that, but they also changed a lot of different things. So the Pro Line Designer Series are no longer, and we have what's now called the Lifestyle Series. And it's really pretty cool what they did. It's really driven towards the consumer to make it easier to purchase, easier to research, having things like a sound package. You know, if you live on a busy street or by an airport or something, you can get, you know, they have the package already built for you with the glass that's going to knock down the most amount of sound. They've got the energy efficient package, whether you're in the cold climate or the hot climate, and it just makes it really easy for the consumer to understand what it is they're getting and, you know, the different price points with each. And then they also still have the blinds between the glass, which is what Pella's been known for since the 60s. And they've got a whole, you know, variety of new color options and styles available. They have, you know, remote control.
Yeah, now they're now power.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
blinds so. Are remote controlled.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's been around for a little while, they've changed it. It's actually solar powered, which is great for Arizona. So you don't have to worry about batteries as long as you got some sort of visibility to the sun for, you know, some part of the day. And you can set it up to work off your phone, and you can close them remotely if you need to. Open, close, you can set them up on different schedules.
And this solar, it's not a panel you put on your roof. It's built into the window.
Yeah, well, it's actually built into the blind. It's at the bottom of the window. It's only a couple, it's maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches at the bottom of the window, and then the blind is mounted at the top.
So does it, that solar charge a battery for nighttime use, or do they just run during the day?
No, I mean it just keeps the battery
charged
enough to utilize.
Because you probably don't need a lot of power to move that.
No, you don't at all. We've got one.
But then you don't. That solves the problem of having to run a wire to the window.
Yeah, exactly. And the one that we've got in the showroom, Rosie, I don't know if you saw it, but it's not even facing the sun, but yet, you know, it gets reflection and such from around the space, and it keeps enough charge in it to operate. So it doesn't require a whole lot.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I'm glad I didn't purchase mine 2 years ago. Now I'd be like, gosh darn it, if I'd have just waited 2 years, I could have had all these extra features.
Yeah,
because that's right. The next improvement project on our home is a window package.
Yeah, and you were telling me about kind of some of your window problems you have right now.
Well, and let me just classify that.
Yeah.
So the home I built in Whitman mm-hmm. has Pella.
Right.
And that's fine. When I married Amanda, she had a house too.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is Amanda's and I's home now. I sold that other one because she was on 5 acres, and I subdivided mine and used that to build the home, and it was on 1 acre, and we were going to keep that one, and we're like, why are we trying to do this all on 1 acre when we've got five sitting right here?
Yeah.
So, and that home had vinyl windows from 2001.
Mm-hmm.
The pane of glass has just fallen out on two different windows, one on the south side and one on the east side, just because that sun melted that vinyl so much, it couldn't hold the weight of the pane of glass. And twice we've just heard this loud shattering glass. I'm like, all right, who's trying to get in the house?
Yes.
And we just go out there, and the vinyl's just crumbled and the glass is shattered. And
yeah, so it's not supposed to do that.
We've been getting everything with our shared well. If you're on a shared well, I wouldn't recommend that to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get that issue solved, the next issue is getting those windows, because I know I'm just throwing money out the window and the door.
Literally, yeah.
I see air conditioning comes on, and I'm like, yeah, we're just cool the whole Whitman area.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know where to come when you need those windows. Just let me know.
Oh, we're I think within 3 months.
Good.
We, definitely by next summer is the worst case scenario.
Until you get home and another window falls apart. It's like, I think 3 minutes now.
So in addition to all these, you've got the solar and the blinds on the interior, the sound package, the energy package. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the security package that that now comes with the latest innovations.
Sure. So that was probably 18 months ago or so. Pella rolled out. Let me back up, because if you remember when we did the video in the showroom, Rosie, we talked about the Instinctive technology.
Yes.
And it was fairly new. It was probably a year old at that point. We did that video, and that was maybe 3 years ago. Well, they completely kind of rehashed that whole Instinctive platform, and they came out with a lot of new devices and integrations into the product. So when you buy any of our wood clad products, so the Lifestyle series, the Architect series, it actually has the sensors built into the product, whether it's a window or a door. So what that means to you as a consumer is that if you have a security system on your home or a smart home technology, these windows come with a device that will talk to your smart home system, and it'll alarm, or it'll your windows and doors will be ready to hook up to your security system with no wires, no drilling, no nothing, and you don't even see them because they're built into the frames. And not only will it tell you if the window is open or closed, it'll tell you if it's locked or unlocked, or it'll give you a security alert, say, hey, your front door just opened. So it's really pretty cool, and the consumers are they're demanding this stuff. They want that type of technology, and not just their windows and doors, but in their whole house. So.
All right, this is it. The final days of the Labor Day Summer of Fun sales event. It's your last opportunity to come in and take a short, no-pressure test drive to get a 3-day, 2-night vacation escape to Las Vegas or San Diego. There's no purchase necessary. Hurry up and save 20% on every Fusion, Edge, Escape, Echo Sport, and F-150 truck in stock. Purchase a new F-150 Super Crew sport truck for only $31,900. You looking for a Ford Raptor? Sanderson Ford has 35 in stock. Now is the time. Purchase or lease any new Ford and get all the Labor Day Summer of Fun discounts and incentives, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Hurry up and save now during the final days of Labor Day Summer of Fun sales event at Arizona's largest dealership, Sanderson Ford. Get there 6 days a week. Remember, they're always closed on Sunday.